Women on the Line, produced at 3CR, acknowledges the people of the Kulin Nations, true owners, caretakers, and custodians of the lands from which we broadcast. We pay respect to elders past and present of the Kulin Nation, and we recognise their unceded sovereignty. Welcome back to another episode of Women on the Line, a radical intersectional current affairs program that makes space for the voices of women and gender diverse people. We are produced by women and gender non-conforming people at 3CR Community Radio in Naarm, Melbourne, and broadcast across the continent on the Community Radio Network. I'm your host for today, Scheherazade Bloor. So today's going to be a bit of a different show in the Melbourne CBD down at the protest on Thursday, February 12, protesting the President of Israel's visit / invitation to Australia.
How is this for a message to Herzog? And rituals in public spaces, and we have the right to practice our cultural identity and speak our language also publicly without being vilified or demonized.
What I'll be bringing to you today is a variety of speeches that we hear and one interview. So we'll be listening to speeches from Nur Salman, Tasneem Samak, and we had a little catch up with student organizer Renee. So first up, we'll listen to a speech by Palestinian organizer Nur Salman.
I'd like to begin by acknowledging the traditional owners on the land in which we stand today, the Wurundjeri Woiwurrung people of the Kulin Nation. And I acknowledge that these lands were never ceded, sovereignty was never ceded, always was, always will be. I want to pay my respects to elders past and present, and I recognize the links of culture, water, love, and history of these lands to the Indigenous First Nations people on this continent, and that I recognize as a Palestinian Indigenous woman, just like my lands have been stolen, so have these lands. This is an incredible crowd. It is indicative of what this continent is about. It is about the fact that we absolutely reject the Albanese government's invitation of the war criminal that is Isaac Herzog. If any of you listened or watched the so-called Murdoch media news and watched Channel 7 today, it'll show you the interview with this war criminal and how it gives you insight into the psychopathic nature that the Israeli government is and the psychopathic nature that Israeli Zionist society is. In the interview, Isaac Herzog denied inciting genocide. That is the stereotypical Hasbara 101 perceptions of the Israeli government, of the IOF, and everybody that has committed and aided and abetted the genocide in Palestine. He also cited that it was blasphemous, as if he is some godly creature walking on this earth, that it is blasphemous to accuse a head of state of inciting genocide. That is the psychopathic nature that the Australian government has invited to these lands. It is unbelievable that we are witnessing before us a government that is aiding and abetting not only a genocide through weapons manufacturing, but has now signed on to a billions and billions of dollar contract with Palantir, an organization that is run also by a Zionist psychopath, but also is now surveillance technologies that have been applied and tested on Palestinian bodies to your bodies here. That should make you rise up against it. That should make you not be able to sleep at night. The coppers are all out here and they're trying to block us and cause us fear. But you know that we all stand together, that we make each other comfortable. We protect each other. As a people, we bring each other up. We dismantle the status quo. The Palestinian people have been clear from day one. Zionism is falling and it will fall, and Palestine will be liberated and we will be free and we will return to our homeland. Mark my words! But it's also very critical to understand that the violence experienced in Gadigal in Sydney is very indicative of the colonial history that on this continent. It is very indicative. This is not a surprising occurrence that the cops did what they did to people, to peaceful protesters in Gadigal. That is not a surprise. When there are Aboriginal deaths in custody increasing year after year after year, know that this is not a surprise. Know that this is state-sanctioned terrorism. Know that this is state-sanctioned terrorism, and it is expanding to each and every single one of you through the investments of Palantir, through the investments of Elbit Systems, and through the investments and trade ties that are expanding before our very eyes on this continent, all the way to the Zionist entity that is so-called Israel. And they're trying to scare us, and they're trying to make us cower through these ridiculous laws. There is no such thing as any anti-Semitic threat when you say from the river to the sea. If there was, then the actual Likud party run by Benjamin Netanyahu wouldn't have actually used the same statement in their founding charter of 1977. They wouldn't. Which repeats the fact again and again. Every Zionist accusation is a confession. Every Zionist accusation is a confession. So here's how I'm going to end this. Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
From the river to the sea!
Palestine will be free!
From the river to the sea!
Palestine will be free!
Intifada! Intifada!
Intifada! Intifada!
Intifada! Intifada!
Intifada! Intifada!
That was Palestinian organizer Noor Salman. Next up, we'll hear from Renee from Students for Palestine at Deakin University. She's been an organizer of protests across Naam for the past 2 years.
Well, I'm a Lebanese student activist at Deakin University and part of Students of Palestine. I'm one of the Victorian co-conveners, and I'm also part of the Naam Palestine organizing group, which has organized some of the big nationwide rallies here in Melbourne and the Sunday demonstrations for Palestine. We organized this very important demonstration today as part of an entire week of action against Isaac Herzog, the president of Israel, who is currently being toured around this country by Anthony Albanese, by the government, as part of a project to rehabilitate the image of Israel, kind of firm up their friendship again after 2 years of mass sustained protests in this country against Israel. And today Isaac Herzog is here in Melbourne, giving a speech somewhere around the city that they've hidden his exact location, so we can't get to him, but we're here outside Flinders Street Station. There's thousands of us, and I think part of the reason that we've organized this week of action is so that the narrative isn't that the President of Israel came to this country and was toured around in peace, but actually everywhere that he went there was opposition, there was people chanting for a free Palestine, and opposing the genocide that he has directly carried out and overseen in Gaza for the past 2 years.
Yeah, totally. And a lot of the government narrative has been, the president is here to hold the Jewish community.
Yeah.
Yet, when you look at the reasons why the State of Israel has stated why he's here as well, is to so-called restore relations between Australia and
restore social cohesion.
And then I've been listening to some of the politicians' comments that have been like, Jewish community really wanted this. And so they're pretty much stating, they're pretty much conflating the Zionist Federation and the Zionist entities with
all Jews.
Exactly. And they're pretty much set out in the open, this was a request literally from a political lobby group for a foreign state.
Yes.
And then we saw, obviously, in Sydney, national news around the fascistic moves that the New South Wales government had done. And so I wanted to hear your thoughts on that, reflect on what's been happening here in Victoria.
Yeah, it is totally cynical, the excuse that they're trying to peddle as to why they're bringing him here. A bunch of the comments from Anthony Albanese, from Penny Wong, it's this is not a political act, bringing him here. And the just despicable comments that Penny Wong made earlier this week, that the protesters should think of the context, is what she said, referring to the massacre at Bondi. And it's part of their thing that they've got right now, which is exploiting the Bondi massacre for political gain. And I think part of it is, it is not apolitical to bring the head of state of Israel to this country in the context, she wants us to think of the context. Well, the context in Gaza is this man, Isaac Herzog, has been found by the UN to have incited genocide in Palestine. He's carried out and overseen the genocide of hundreds of thousands of Palestinians and in the West Bank, the biggest expulsions, ethnic cleansing in decades and decades. That's the context of, his visit. And it is absolutely political. And I think part of the reason Labor's done this is because they're so committed to Israel. One thing this shows is every symbolic thing they've done for Palestine over the past 2 years, it's total bullshit. They do not care about Palestine. They don't care about a Palestinian state. And now the violence from the cops, from governments all across the country, state governments, it's much more clearly about crushing opposition to his visit. In Queensland, they've this week trying to ban "from the river to the sea" as a phrase, as a hateful slogan. New South Wales, it was just thuggish violence from the police, bashing people who were trying to peacefully protest, ripping Muslims who are praying. It's just despicable. I think it's clearly political. They're trying to do this as a bunch of them are just saying, actually, it's about getting their relationship back together. They want to show Israel that, we're doing a lot to stop the protests. They want to say we stand with Israel. But actually, our movement has won over a massive percentage of the population to the side of the Palestinians. And we really want to, make that known this week, that we're not going to let them, literally, I don't know if people saw the photo, literally roll out a red carpet for this man in peace. And everywhere that he goes, we're going to oppose him.
Yeah. And how do you see how the Palestinian cause has been taken up for fascistic ends?
Yeah, well, I think part of, I think the thing about Palestine is that it's so polarizing and it clearly shows what side you're on. And over the past 2 years, every institution, the government, the major parties, they've lined up on the side of Israel. The Labour Party, the Liberals, the police, the role that they've played over the past 2 years, I think, it's part of, their role, is to crush opposition. They've come out in force, in Nam they came out at land forces. But yeah, I think part of the reason that there's been so much violence from the state and from the cops and from the government is because the issue of Palestine, it kind of reveals the truth of what's happening and whose side the government is on and the police. And, you know, it shows the realities of the system that we live under. And they do not want that. They want to crush our side. But I think our power lies in the masses. In this country, we've had the second most sustained and biggest rallies for Palestine in the world, second to Yemen, which is pretty amazing, you know, in Yemen where they have millions of people out. So I think, you know, our side is, you know, on the front foot. We're strong. And yeah, we've, you know, been able to kind of peel back the truth of, yeah, what side they're on, and yeah, win people over to our side.
Yeah. Anything else that you think we should discuss?
Well, I think, you know, one thing is that this moment, and there's clearly a moment around Palestine right now where new people are coming into the movement. There's been people at these rallies who I've talked to who have never been to a Palestine protest before, and there's still people who are being won over to our side. And that's really important. And I think we should see this as a kind of Sydney Harbour Bridge moment. The movement has been reinvigorated a little bit. And our side, yeah, I think we should take this and we should run with it. And we should, you know, keep fighting for Palestine, not be browbeaten by the government and by the police. But actually we should, yeah, feel like it's our right to come out onto the streets and to, yeah, call for justice for the Palestinians, for liberation. And we should feel empowered to do that and not, you know, let them try and crush our side, but we should feel confident.
And that was Students for Palestine organizer Renee. Across these stolen lands now called Australia, you have been listening to Women on the Line. We highlight a range of gender non-conforming and women voices, and we broadcast on the Community Radio Network. And last, we'll be hearing from Palestinian organiser, Dr. Tasneem Samak.
I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and pay my respects to elders past and present. Always was, always will be! Always was, always will be! No pride in genocide!
No pride in genocide!
No pride in genocide!
No pride in genocide!
No pride in genocide! As we gather here today, we condemn the genocide of the Indigenous people of this land, whose land is stolen, and as a consequence, we have a white government that thinks it is the authority over this land. It is shame. It is white sovereignty that brought Herzog here. White sovereignty, even though Indigenous sovereignty has never been ceded. And that is the context we should really be talking about. The context of colonization here that allows so-called Australia to be an ally of the United States, which is also a settler colony, and of course Israel, the young settler colony. That is the Australia-Israel relation that they are talking about here. But they say to us that the relation is based on these civilizational values of democracy and harmony and liberty and equality. Shame!
Shame!
Shame, Australia, shame!
Shame!
Shame, Australia, shame!
Shame!
The colonization here has not ended, and it's time for colonization to end here and across the world. It's overdue, and we are today's anti-apartheid movement, because when apartheid ended in South Africa, it should have ended here. But apartheid went all the way into the 90s, and it continues to manifest here. It is structural, it is ingrained, it is systematic. We live under settler colonialism, white supremacy and apartheid here. It might not look like the apartheid in Palestine, but that is what Herzog is doing here. He is entrenching such overt and brazen racism here, because there is change happening within this nation, and that's what we should be talking about. What is Israel doing when it comes here to foment such relations, it is finding friends. The only friends that still represent colonization in the world, the only friends that still are not anti-colonial. And we stand with West Papua, who are still victimized. We stand with Latin America, that the US is now entering. We stand with our African brothers and sisters, and we learn from them too. We learn that this is a long struggle. How many years it was to abolish slavery? It is time for the Israeli colony to decolonize. And that is not hateful for us to call for the end of apartheid. That is the just solution. For us to call for the end of military occupation. For how long should the Palestinian people remain under the boot of the Zionist occupation? That is the context here. How long? It is up to us to end that. To end that suffering and to end these mass atrocities. Because it is a time up for the Zionist colonization of Palestine. And with that context in mind, I want to announce to you a new move that we are taking with a lot of support. I am charging Isaac Herzog with genocide in the Magistrates Court. And I bring this charge of genocide and mass atrocities against Isaac Herzog, not as a state and not as the United Nations and not as the international community that has failed before our eyes to see 70,000 Palestinians murdered and slaughtered. I bring this charge as a victim of this genocide. My family is from Yaffa, so-called Tel Aviv, where Isaac Herzog is going back. My family is from Yaffa. We were exiled in 1948 during the Nakba to Gaza. And my family, who remained in Gaza when Gaza was occupied in 1967, grew up in the refugee camps in Gaza. And we are grateful for the refugee camps of Gaza. And we stand with the refugee camps of Gaza. That is what we connect with when we stand here and when I stand here to fight for Gaza. Gaza, the refugee camp. Gaza, the concentration camp. Gaza, that will liberate the whole world. In 1967, my family was separated and my grandma went to a refugee camp in Jordan where I was born. I wasn't born in a refugee camp, I was born in Jordan. And the rest of our family stayed in Gaza. How many decades later, till 2023 and 2024 and 2025, how many decades did our family survive those refugee camps, survive the siege on Gaza, the most brutal siege? And yet, it is the bombs of Isaac Herzog that took their lives away. Now, we have surviving family in Gaza, and that is why our story hasn't ended. And those who talk about after Gaza must be corrected. So the point I was making was about the importance of testimony and the way that the Palestinian story is the story that will liberate. Because it is a just story, it is a just cause, and it cannot be terminated. Justice will always cry back, and justice will determine itself. And that is what's happened here. That's actually what I learned growing up on stolen land. I learned about survival. I learned about resistance. And I see hope for my people that we will resist and that Gaza will flourish from under the ashes and that Trump will not own Gaza. That is not the vision for Gaza. In Palestine, during the peace agreements, we had a saying that if Palestine is not for sale, and it's relevant because Isaac Herzog has been going around talking about dialogue MPs, and Trump right now is meeting with Netanyahu to talk about the next plan for Gaza. So I just want you to say it with me. Palestine is not for sale!
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 We have another chant from the river to the sea, Herzog to the ICC. Alright, let's do it. From the river to the sea, Herzog to the ICC! From the river to the sea, Herzog to the ICC! From the river to the sea, Herzog to the ICC!
Into for the revolution! There is only one solution!
And that was Dr. Tasneem Samak.
And our message to this genocidal person who is roaming the world freely with full impunity, our message is end the occupation in Palestine. End the siege on Gaza. End the apartheid in the West Bank. End the apartheid in Jerusalem. End the apartheid in Akka and Haifa and Nasri and Nazareth. Palestine. And as long as there is occupation in Palestine, as long as there's genocide in Palestine, Herzog and Israeli officials and politicians are not welcome on stolen land.
That's all we have time for today. We'd love to hear any comments or thoughts you might have about the program, so please send us an email to womenontheline@gmail.com. or give us a call at 3CR on 03-9419-8377. You can find us on Instagram or Facebook. Women on the Line is a national feminist current affairs program. It's produced and presented by a range of women and gender non-conforming broadcasters from 3CR in Nairn, Melbourne, and broadcast across the continent on the Community Radio Network. We have funding support from the Community Broadcasting Foundation. The theme music that you hear on Women on the Line is by Ripley Cavara. All our programs can be downloaded from 3cr.org.au/womenontheline. You can also listen back to all our programs on your favourite podcasting app. I'm Scheherazade Bloul, and tune in again next week for more Women on the Line content.